Finance with Evan Lucas. To keep essential pathology affordable and accessible for all Australians, visit keeppathologybulkbill.com.au.
Now, Ev, if you had the money, Evan Lucas, would you go to this dinner for $5,000 a head?
No, because, again, what are you going to get out of it? You're not exactly probably going to get to talk to the Treasurer or the Prime Minister, I wouldn't have thought. So I think that there is other things to do.
Well, the entire ministry are going to be there, apparently, if we believe what we're being told. So they're all going to be at the event.
Yeah, they'll be there, but are you really wanting to rub shoulders with a politician? I think there's much more exciting things to spend $5,000 on.
Your line's a bit average today, Evan. We can just hear you. So if we can get a bit of
that better. Well, let's try that. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Way
sounded
better.
Like you were out in the back.
Sorry, guys.
I thought you were sitting somewhere else this morning. Now,
I'm actually sitting in a soundproof room, so that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're sounding good now. So inflation, what's happening? Are we heading in the right direction?
Well, there's a suggestion today that we could actually end up being Americanized, is the term that people are using, and the fact that inflation is expected to tick up to 3.6% year-on-year from 3.4%. And why they say Americanized, it's the same trend that we saw over in the States. And what the US has said, I hope that we here in Australia also listen to, which is that it's a one-off event and that the trend is still very much to the downside. So if you look at what's going on a three-month basis, expectations are that inflation is easing at about 0.8% every 3 months, and even with that jump up today, that would matter. So if you do see the data today and get scared that the RBA might not cut rates in 2024, please understand that the inflation is likely to start doing this, but overall things are still going in the right way.
How did Donald Trump make hundreds of billions of dollars so quickly?
So for the first time in 30 years, talking about that as well, Trump has actually listed part of his overall total wealth. So Truth Media, which is his version of Twitter, exactly. Good point, Mealsy, has been listed overnight. At one point, it was up 56%. It closed up 16% to show you how much it moved. It's worth currently $7.8 billion. However, there is no earnings made from it at all. So there's a lot of questions about what happened last night. The other thing is, under the rules, he can't sell any of his holdings for 6 months. So there are some that were suggesting he was going to use it to just sort of pay some of the legal bills that he's about to have with all the issues over there. But watch this space. Truth Social listing is fascinating, but not just that, whether or not the valuation is real, because it's not actually making money and it's apparently worth $7.8 billion US dollars.
Right. What would you like to see in the budget if you got the opportunity to have the pre-budget discussion?
I would like to see them talk about how they're going to deal with the spending blowout that is going on in particularly defence and also in pensions going forward. I'd also love to see if they're going to start talking about the fact that the amount of tax they're getting out of you and I working is needing to be reformed. That's what I'd like to
see. So some form of taxation reform. Market up or down today?
We are going to be down, unfortunately, for the third day in a row. The US was down. We're down about 7 points.
Right. Okay. Good on you, Ev. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Cheers, guys.